Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 137 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, May 3rd, 2012, from my award-winning communications basement. I'm Uncle Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am every Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. And Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
How is everyone doing? I might not be talking too much tonight. I'll be talking about that in just a minute.
There is just one Schlitz. Yeah, yeah. Nothing else comes near. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. If you like it light with a big taste too, there's only one brew that will do. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. Real gusto in the great light beer, Schlitz.
Yeah, you know, you ever do this thing where you bite the inside of your lip really hard? And naturally, you do that in a place that's got proximity. And then it swells up, so then it's even more in the way than it was before, and you bite it again really, really hard. It only hurts when you bite it and it goes away, but then each time you bite it again, because it's swelling bigger each time you bite it, it hurts worse than the time before, and it's easier to bite it again. Well, that's what's going on, this vicious cycle of chomping down on the inside of my lower lip. So the more I talk, the more likely I am to injure myself. So I'd start a betting pool if I were you. Right now, yeah, it's Mose Allison.
I'm not talking. What I have to say, if I said things were splendid, someone would be offended. If I said things were awful, it might just be unlawful. I'm not talking, it just don't pay. I'm not talking. Don't ask me what it's all about. I used to think I knew it, but man, I just outgrew it. The things that really matter don't mix with idle chatter, and that's one thing that I can do without. In daylight, I've reached a firm conclusion. It only breeds confusion. So don't call me daddy, I'll call you. I'm not talking. I'm not talking.
Yeah, I'm not talking. Take care of your lips. This is lip sync. Lips. I get it. It's a pun. Lip sync. I think. I don't know. I really don't know. We're gonna do some chair dancing now. If you're not watching stick cam, you're gonna miss it. If you are watching stick cam, I apologize. You know, I have been remiss. I often thank my listeners. I thank my rebroadcast listeners. I have even thanked my archive listeners, but I don't think I have ever properly thanked my podcast listeners. Thank you, podcast listeners. Did you know that you can subscribe to Hinky Dinky Time Radio as a podcast? It's true, and it's free. And you can visit hinkydinky.net and look for the link on the right side of the page. You got to scroll down a little ways for the subscription link for the podcast. You also have to know how to subscribe to a podcast. That's not my problem. I'd also like to congratulate archive and podcast listeners for their good sense in avoiding the visual elements of the Hinky Dinky Time radio program. Good move. Smart move. Right now, this is some Brian Ferry. He is Brian Ferry, and he is also the lead singer of the band Roxy Music. This is not with Roxy Music. This is just Brian Ferry. Let's stick with the glam, shall we? This is Samantha Hoople from the early part of the 1970s. Not the deeper, darker part, but the lighter, fluffier part. The David Bowie song, and actually, David produced this. He's on this track, too.
Don't want to stay alive when you're 25. And when you're stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping up the stars from his face, funky little boat race. The television man is crazy, Sam with juvenile delinquent rats.
I want
like a mule. It's a real mean team, but we can love. Oh yes, we can love. And my brother's back at home with his Beatles and his Stones. We never got it off on that revolution stuff. What a drag. Too many snacks. Nah, I drunk a lot of wine and I'm feeling fine. Gotta raise some cab to bed.
Ian Hunter, Mick Ralphs, and the rest of Mott the Hoople. You heard David Bowie on the backing vocals. All the young dudes. Right now, the Duels. I don't know, I heard this the other day. I thought it was interesting. I thought this was kind of an interesting bridge between, I don't know, surf music and psychedelic guitar. You tell me what you think. The Duels. I don't know anything at all about them, but I like that song. Right now, this is some Charlie Pride doing a song that he originally recorded. I know that I've got versions of it by, excuse me, that's the Schlitz coming back up on me, Doug Sam and other people. This is Charlie. Give him a lift, will you?
Off the brim of my hat, it sure is cold today, and
Here I am walking down 66. Wish she hadn't done me that way. Sleeping under a table in a roadside car. A man could wake up dead. But it sure seems warmer than it did. Sleeping in our king-size bed. Here's anybody going to San Antonio, or Phoenix, Arizona. Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her. When whipping down the neck of my shirt, like I ain't got nothing on, but I'd rather fight the wind and rain than what I've been fighting at home. Yonder comes a truck with the U.S. mail. Now people writing letters back home. Marge, you'll probably want me back, but I'll still be just as gone. Here's anybody going.
I can tell you that not having grown up listening to very much country and western music, that the very first time I ever heard that song, it was being sung at a party by my friend Todd Newman, probably around 1981, but I couldn't swear to that. And Todd's rendition of that song is still among the best I have ever heard, and I'm very fond of that song now. I'm fond of Charlie Pride, and I'm fond of country and western music. And here's some very obscure country and western music. This is Bill Wimberly and his, I don't know, his Rhythm Cats or whatever the band was called. But most importantly, we got Thumbs on the guitar playing all of the tributes here. Check it out.
Well, down in Springfield Saturday night, all the guitars were having a fight about the style that they thought was best, so they thought they'd put it to a test. Up jumped one, said, I'm a startin', I'm gonna play like Grady Martin. Said one, that Jimmy Bryan, so well, I'm gonna play like my boy now. Another said, I like them all, but I'm gonna play like old Les Paul. Guitar playing like him will get me far. I'll show you who it is that wins, and when I'll play like Chet Atkins. Hank Garland's best one stood his ground, said, listen to this crazy sound. Thank you.
let's finish this thing like Thumbs, Carlisle. I was looking for a version of the song I'm about to play earlier today by the Wilburn Brothers, and I couldn't find it. But I found a version by the Shelton Brothers, and I just grabbed it, and I haven't listened to it. So we're going to hear it together.
When you go down in Deep Ellum to have a little fun, you better have your $15 when that policeman comes.
Oh, sweet mama, daddy's got them Deep Ellum blues.
Once I had a sweetheart who meant the world to me, but she hung around Deep Ellum, now she ain't what she used to be.
Oh, sweet mama, daddy's got them Deep Ellum blues. Oh, sweet mama, daddy's got them Deep Ellum blues.
When you go down in Deep Ellum, keep your money in your shoes, cause the women in Deep Ellum's got the Deep Ellum blues.
Oh, sweet mama, daddy's got them Deep Ellum blues.
When you go down in Deep Ellum, keep your money in your pants, cause the redheads in Deep Ellum never give a man a chance.
Oh, sweet mama, daddy's got them Deep Ellum blues. Oh, sweet mama, daddy's got them Deep Ellum blues.
Once I knew a preacher preached the Bible through and through, but he went out in Deep Ellum, now his preaching days are through.
Oh, sweet mama, daddy's got them Deep Ellum blues.
When you go down in Deep Ellum, keep your money in your socks, cause the women in Deep Ellum will throw you on the rocks.
Oh, sweet mama, daddy's got them Deep Ellum blues. Oh, sweet mama, daddy's got them Deep Ellum blues.
That's Deep Ellum Blues. It's done by the Shelton Brothers and known more popularly by many people as performed by the Grateful Dead. Right now, this is The Bells, B-E-L-L-E-S. And they're going to do some spelling, too.
I'm going to tell you about my baby. Around here, it's about midnight. Hey, make a feel, a song good.
Yeah, that was Melvin. I think Van Morrison stole that song. What do you think? I think that one beer is enough for me this evening for some reason. I don't know why, but evidently it's all I really need. Hey, we passed the top of the hour. We did. And that means that we're delinquent. That's the word I'm looking for. We're delinquent.
WCFL Chicago.
You know, whether you care or not, I'm going to tell you that 40 years ago in the greater Chicago area on the Big Ten Super CFL Music Survey, this by the Supremes was the number 40 song. I have to interrupt the broadcast to tell you that I'm just informed that as good as tonight's program is, I am assured that it is not as good as the Weird Al show that Tate attended in Wichita last night, which I am told was weirdalicious, which actually goes without saying. And I'm very happy for Tate that he's one step closer to completing his bucket list. That's just so gratifying to know. And now we return. Well, actually, you know, yeah, I guess we could return to our regular scheduled program. Or I could tell you that the song we just heard by the Supremes was called Automatically Sunshine. And I don't recall ever hearing it before in my life. And the odds are pretty good that I might not hear it again because I didn't care for it. But when it comes to sunshine, I like songs about sunshine. As a matter of fact, I think I'll play another one right now. This is a classic rock staple, but not as performed by a classic rock. Oh, what the hell. This is, I promised I wouldn't talk, or I suggested that I might talk less, and I lied.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I changed my ways. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. You'll do it in style, 'cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I tell you right now, any trick in the book now, baby, all I can find. Everybody is hustling just to have a little scene. When I say we'll be cool, I dig that, you know what I mean. We stood on a beach at sunset, you remember when. I know a beach where, baby, it never ends. When you've made your mind up forever to be mine, I tell you right now, any trick in the book can now, baby, all I can find. Superman and Green Lantern, they got nothing on me. I can make like a turtle in a dark fog, afloat in the sea. You can just sit down thinking on your velvet throne, yeah, about a rainbow, say, you can have for your own. 'Cause I've made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll pick up your hands and slowly blow your little mind, 'cause I've made my mind up, you're going to be mine. Any trick in the book, I made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I tell you right now, I made my mind up, you're going to be mine.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. The White-Winged Warrior is now an established celebrity in Midland City. And from time to time, the intrepid crime fighter is called upon to make personal appearances on Midland City radio and TV shows.
Good evening. This is the Wallace Helium Show. This is your program because through the magic of Wallace Helium's invention, the telephone, you, the listener, can take over and express your opinions. Now, the host of your program, Wallace Helium.
Howdy, and welcome to my program. I'm Wallace Helium.
Hi.
Thank you. Thank you. This is Wallace Helium saying thank you on my program.
And now, meet Mr. Helium's first guest on your program.
My program.
Midland City's crushing answer to lawlessness and or evil, the wonderful white-winged warrior, Chicken Man.
Welcome. Hi. Welcome. That's enough, folks. Yeah. Welcome to my program, winged warrior.
Thank you very much.
I'm Wallace Helium, and this is my program.
I know, and it's...
People are going to call on my program and ask you questions.
Fine, I'll look forward
I'm Wallace Helium. Call right now this telephone number.
The number is Wallace 44.
And when you call, ask for me, Wallace Helium, because it's my program.
Yes.
Hello, this is Wallace Helium.
Is the winged warrior able to leap tall buildings?
You want the winged warrior to answer a stupid question like that?
I'm sorry.
What's your name, daughter?
Lana Tishman.
If you ever call me with a stupid question again, I'm going to embarrass you in public on the air, right here in front of my millions of listeners.
Okay.
All right, go ahead and answer Lana Tishman's stupid question.
What was the question again?
Look, if you're going to be on my program, you write down the question.
I'm sorry, but it came so fast.
I gave you a pencil.
Yeah, I broke the point.
I'm going to have it sharpened for you. One time, but if you break it once more, you're off the show.
Right.
Hello, your question, please.
Mr. Helium?
Yes, I am.
I think you have the most wonderful program I have ever heard.
Well, aren't you nice? May I ask your name, daughter?
Linda Helium, Daddy.
Thank you for calling, sweetheart. Your question, honey?
Does the winged warrior leap tall buildings?
Good question. Well, do you?
I'm writing down the question.
Well, hurry it up.
I'm hurrying. Uh-oh.
Okay, you're off the show. That's it.
But there are thousands of people trying to call here, Mr.
Well, forget them. They're just trying to take over my show anyway.
Well, that's a lively give and give talk show, isn't it? Did you notice our hero Chicken Man's strength in breaking that pencil? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
I think now you'll understand why we don't take calls on the air here at Hinky Dinky Time Radio.
Our planet may be doomed, our Earth devastated, the monsters are in revolt, and civilization is in chaos. Godzilla is laying waste to New York, Rodan is attacking Moscow, Manda is smashing London, and Peking trembles under the wrath of Mothra. Our battle cry must be, destroy all monsters. Who can say which country or city will be next? We must unite and destroy all monsters. Is there a way to defend against Godzilla, Rodan, Manda, and Mothra? The answer is no. Let our battle cry be, destroy all monsters. Be prepared. See for yourself in color from American International. Destroy all monsters.
Monster. 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 Monster.
This picture is rated G for general audiences. Destroy all monsters.
Monster.
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 Take me out in the throng. Oh, buy me some peanuts and crackers, and I don't care if I never get back. Let me run, run, run for the home. Even they don't win, it's a game. For it's one, two, three, strike, you're out of the old ball game.
You know, I had a beautiful Chicago Cubs baseball report prepared for today. It was going to tell you all about how, with today's victory, the Cubs had won 7 of their last 10 games after their 3-8 start. I was going to tell you about how Brian LaHare is hitting 400 and has hit like a gazillion home runs and might be for real. I was going to tell you all kinds of nice things about the Cubs, but right after we observe a moment of silence, hang on a second, let's have... All right, that was it. I'm going to tell you that what I saw today was one of the most disheartening losses by the Cubs I've ever witnessed. And this is in the early stages of a season that was a write-off to begin with. But Carlos Marmol came in with a 3-0 lead in the bottom of the ninth, or excuse me, the top of the ninth, and completely blew it. He has nothing left. He's a head case. He can't close baseball games. And I really believe that he was given all the rope that he could possibly need, and today we watched him lose the closer's job. Rafael Dolis is filthy. His stuff is just fantastic, and he came in and, for one out, did a fantastic job. He did a fantastic job his last however many outings, and yet he is saddled with the blown save because the runner that scored to put the Reds in the lead, even though Marmol put him on base, he's charged with that runner, and even though he did an outstanding job, he blew the save according to the rules of baseball. And I'm flabbergasted. I'm just flabbergasted. If I never see Carlos Marmol pitch again, that's fine with me, okay? And that's today's Chicago Cubs baseball report. I feel better now.
the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day, sleep all night. Father never lets her out of his sight.
You know, I really do love the game of baseball, and I feel generally very good about baseball season. You know, I got a nice email today with my from my Uncle Jim. I hadn't heard from him for a while. He thought maybe because we were well into another baseball season that I'd play this song at his request, and of course I will, because this Dave Frischberg number is a favorite of mine.
Heaney Majeski, Johnny G, Eddie Juiced, Johnny Pesky, Thornton Lee, Danny Gardella, Van Lingle, Mungo, Whitey Karowski, Max Lanier, Eddie Waitkus, and Johnny Vandermeer. Bob Estalella, Van Lingle Mungo, Augie Bergamo, Sigmund Jacuki, Big Johnny Mize, and Barney McCoskey, Hal Trosky, Augie Gullin, and Pinky May, Stan Hack and Frenchie Bordagaray, Phil Cavaretta, George McQuinn, Howard Pollett, and Early Wynn, Roy Campanella, Van Lingle Mungo. Augie Bergamo, Sigmund Jacuki, Big Johnny Mize, and Barney McCoskey, Hal Trosky, John Antonelli, Ferris Fane, Frankie Crosetti, Johnny Sane, Harry Brookeen, and Lou Boudreaux, Frankie Gustine, and Claude Passo, Eddie Basinski, Ernie Lombardi, Huey Mulcahy, Van Lingle, Van Lingle Mungo.
Thanks for that one, Jim. That's Van Lingle Mungo, Dave Frischberg. That version of it is off of my copy of a great compilation CD called Baseball's Greatest Hits. Probably be leaning on that when I put together a baseball theme show for the emergency broadcast system. If you don't know about the emergency broadcast system, it's a program I prepare every week for viva-radio.com that airs at 8 o'clock on Wednesday nights. No matter where you are, 8 o'clock on Wednesday nights, every time zone, 8 o'clock on Wednesday nights. Got a fine show planned for next Wednesday. Can't tell you when the baseball program will be. It will probably be, well, let's just commit right now. It'll be the week of the All-Star break. That's the show I will do for the week of the All-Star break. The Stan Kenton Band featuring a very young Doris Day on vocals right now. This is The Critters from 1960. I want to say 66, might be 67.
Just a breeze will muss your hair when you smile away. So mystifyingly glad
Coming to the end of another program, and I am Mr. Dyingly sad that I won't be with you until this time next week. We've got time for one more. We are pulling the last of our time right now, and pulling time. This is Andre Williams and the Don Juans. If it sounds familiar, they were probably trying to recapture the glory of was it Shopping for Clothes? No, that was the Coasters. Who? Let me think about that.
Was a time man wanted to be free. I'm gonna tell you people that time sure came to me. Well, a time serving time for felony. Well, I talked to my lawyer. He said, son, there's no use. I talked to the governor, but he just won't turn loose. All right, all of you prisoners, line up against the wall. Hands up when your name is called. Johnson, Harrison, Brady, Nichols, Anderson, Trevetsky,
Jailbait, that's the one.
William.
A stone gas. I'll see you all back here next week. If you arrived late, be sure to stick around for the rebroadcast. Good night, everybody.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for. At last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday.
to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People need by some design, prearranged by laws divine, yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?